This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run, and Julian, Lynn and Charis here with you. Coming up in about 15 minutes' time is The Breakfast Grill. And Lynn, you're going to interview MNC Saatchi.
Yes, so I will speak to the worldwide CEO of MNC Saatchi, Maurie McLennan, to talk a little bit about the brand's expansion strategy in the region, as well as some major advertising trend and changing consumer demographics. It's quite interesting.
Okay, on to news. Yesterday, Suhak Ham issued the findings of a year-long inquiry into the disappearance of Pastor Raymond Koh and Amri Chemat, and they concluded that both of them, who vanished in 2016 and 2017 respectively, were victims of enforced disappearance.
Yeah, so this unfortunate news. Now, the commission, the three-member panel, also unanimously concluded that the perpetrators were members of the special branch from police headquarters Bukit Aman. So this is very interesting development.
Very chilling news here. So joining us on the line is Dr. Godel Nija Singh, the lawyer representing the family of Pastor Raymond Koh. Good morning and thanks for joining us, Dato. It's been a very long and painful process for the family of Pastor Raymond Koh and Amri Chemat. What do they make of the inquiry's conclusions?
Excuse me. I think they are very happy with the outcome. It has brought some form of partial closure to their quest to search for some answers, at least with regard to what happened and how it happened. They expect the authorities now to act on the recommendations. However, I must add that there has been some disparate views about the Suhak Ham inquiry. And I wish to clarify this once and for all. This is a very serious inquiry conducted by a panel of three, one comprising a former judge, a retired judge of the Court of Appeal, and two other academics, one of whom was a dean of the law faculty of a local university. Now, they evaluated the evidence that was held over a total period of something like 45 days. Witnesses were examined on oath, many of them from the police. There were something like 16 witnesses, and they all gave their evidence, and they were subject to examination both by police personnel who were representing them, as well as by members of the lawyers for the family. They evaluated the evidence. The evidence consisted of direct evidence, circumstantial evidence, and some hearsay evidence that was measured against the actual documentary and other facts. So we cannot discount the outcome that has emerged from this Suhak Ham inquiry and its findings. It has to be taken very seriously because it involves a sector of the police. I think the families would be thoroughly disappointed if the authorities either do not follow with the recommendations or try to minimize its value and seriousness.
Dato, as you said, this is a very serious result with long-reaching implications for the government as well as for the police. But how do you see things moving forward from here? Has there been any indication that there will be an investigation following the report?
It's a little bit early, too early to say. Some politicians, some of them the top politicians in the country and members of the government, have tried to water down its effects. But as I said, that they must take this with the seriousness that it deserves, and they have to follow this through. We will await to see, to give some time to see what exactly will be done before we consult, or with the families consult with us, the lawyers, to decide on the next course of action.
Now, Dato, the Suhak Ham have put forth several recommendations, including the setting up of an independent task force to reopen investigations, as well as redefining jurisdiction of the police and religious authorities. Now, do you think this government has the political will, as you spoke earlier, to implement these recommendations?
Well, the people expect the government to act. After all, this is a new Malaysia. They have also indicated that they want to bring the any discordant voices in the police into line by suggesting that the ITC MC or some aspects of it be pursued and be implemented. So we have there appears to be a will, but now with this, this provides a trigger point to refurbish the image of the police, because generally the police are people who have protected and continue to protect the country and its values. But there can be recalcitrant or delinquent members. And this is what Suhakam has pointed out, that there were members who had carried out this, who are from the special branch itself. They evaluated the evidence. They looked at the evidence very carefully and decided that many of these police were trying to cover up an event. And, you know, don't forget, our special branch is very highly trained, very professional. And yet, you know, it's almost, 800 and something days, and they have no, haven't given us any inkling as to what really transpired. I mean, this is shocking coming from a police force that has been accredited with a very efficient, very able, way of dealing with matters like this.
And just a word on the family. Are they continuing with the search for their missing family members?
Well, they now that the special branch has been identified, or some members of the special branch have been identified, this sector or some of those involved must now come forward and tell us what really happened, because the blame lies squarely with them, and therefore they have the answers. And, you know, midway through the inquiry proceeded over a period of some 15 months, 1.5 years. In the course of the inquiry, mid-course of the inquiry, there was even an attempt by the police to stultify the continuance of the inquiry, because they then charged someone who the IGP, the former IGP, had discounted completely. And they charged him for having abducted Pastor Ko. This was absolutely ridiculous, because until today, the person who had been charged, the case has not been proceeded with, and the IGP himself said that that person was not involved in the abduction at all. He said it on oath.
Thank you so much for your time, and our thoughts continue for the families involved. And that was lawyer Dr. Gudil Nija Singh talking to us about the revelation by Suhakam on the kidnapping cases and the disappearances.
And I think one of the important things to take into account here is that the people involved is not necessarily a past event, because the present IGP, so Inspector General of Police Tan Sri Fuziharun, he was head of the special branch when the disappearances took place. And he is still IGP. He's set to retire next month. But in the meantime, all eyes are on him to make a statement following this report. He has said that he has not yet read the report, so he has to read it before he can officially issue a statement.
Yeah, and I think Klang MP as well, and he chimed in on this matter, Charles Santiago, has called for an investigation into the IGP's alleged complicity in covering up this abduction of both Pastor Raymond Koh as well as Amri Chetmat, who was abducted just about a year earlier. Bukit Glugo MP as well is calling for Fuzi, the IGP, to resign or be suspended pending a probe as a result of this Suhakam findings.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether this has got anything in connection to just trying to keep things under wraps in the previous regime, you know, because there are a lot of shenanigans that are happening not available to the public eye. And it would be a very chilling realized awareness for Malaysia. It's almost Orwellian that this kind of thing is happening right in front of our own eyes. So going forward, a lot of things need to be done to prevent this kind of thing. You know, it really stems from one of the most toxic problems in the country, which is corruption. And when you're corrupt, you just do things that are bordering on insanity. So In an immediate response to this, a former Home Minister Dato Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi denied ordering the abductions when he was in office overseeing the police force. And last night, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir urged Suhakam to produce evidence in order for the government to take the matter up. Otherwise, these remain allegations.
Yes, so we also had some comments from Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad on the Suhakam report. He urged Suhakam to produce evidence so that the government can take the matter up. Otherwise, the allegations will remain hearsay. And he said this in response after chairing a Bersatu Supreme Council meeting. But he also made another comment, specifically that, please remember, this did not happen during the current government. It happened during the previous government. And a lot of things done under the previous governments are hidden from us, hidden from the public. And perhaps it's just me that's skeptical, considering that it is Mahathir saying this. He was the person who practically drove the ISA, and now he's saying that this happened during Barisan Nasional. We are not implicated in this at all.
It shouldn't be a position that a prime minister should be taking. I mean, like you said, political will is important earlier. And, you know, when people decide to change the government, you know, one of the large hope is that, we stand by the rule of law. And one of the things is to resolve issues such as this.
All right. We hope that there would be indeed closure to this case. Very chilling case. And coming up after the 8 a.m. news, don't forget to catch the Breakfast Grill. Lynn Mark would speak to Maureen McLennan, worldwide CEO for MNC Saatchi, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.